Blog Talk Radio.
Every now and then, we all need to hear a friendly voice that inspires us to greatness. Well, it's that time once again for the Yvette W. Jones Show, empowering your mind to live well. And now, here's your host with your inspiration for today, Yvette W. Jones.
Hello, everybody. Hello. This is Yvette W. Jones. I am so excited. Welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Yvette W. Jones Show. How's everybody doing today? I pray that all is well with you. I've come by today just to give you some words of encouragement and just to let you know, just to keep dreaming. Keep dreaming. No matter what you do, do not throw in the towel. Stay focused. Keep dreaming. Whatever it is, I want to encourage you today that you are becoming who you are. And I wanted to just share some things with you that's going on for 2016. We've got a great book that's coming out on February the 2nd, 2016. It is my first book. It's entitled My Second Wind. And I wanted to take some time and just spend some intimate time with all of my listeners today to just let you know a little bit about this book and why you should go out and get it. Well, those of you who may know my story, I am an ex-federal and state inmate who found the key that unlocked the door to success, the door, the access code to freedom. You know, it's just amazing because I not until I began to actually grow and have a personal relationship with my Creator, God, was when I began to understand who I am. And it took some dark places in my life for me to have to visit. And my biggest goal and my mission and my vision this year is to see no man, no woman, no child, no body left behind. Not even your cats and dogs, not even, you know, animal lovers out there. No one left behind. And I literally mean that. It's important to me because it took dark places in my life for me to unpack baggage, to unpack my fear, my guilt, my shame, you know, just my darkest moments. And so I encourage you today to run out, get this book. It's located on YvetteWJones.com. It's also out, going to be out on Amazon and anywhere where you can find a bookstore. You'll be able to pick up this book. If you have any problems, you just reach out to me on Facebook or Twitter at Yvette W. Jones. I'll be more than happy to help you because this is going to be a great asset to helping you free yourself and to become not a slave to sin anymore, but to become a slave to righteousness, to right living, to be able to understand, you know, what God has already planned and designed for your life. And just some things I want to go over today with you guys just to understand is this. When you know better, you do better. When you know better, you do better. And the more and more you begin to understand who you are through the eyes of Jesus Christ, through the eyes of God. Remember, if God says he knows every hair on your head and he knew you before you were even born, even before you were conceived in your mother's womb, he knew you, he had you on his mind. Therefore, it is going to be vital this year that you get to understand who you are in Christ. And it was not until the I am that was living in me all those years began to show up. And, you know, as I began to water the seed that was inside of me through the Word of God was when I am showed up. I am the righteousness of God. I am an heir of the King. I am royalty. You know, I am blessings and favor. Everywhere that my feet trod, blessings will follow me. I have the authority to trample over scorpions and serpents and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing by any means shall harm me. I began to understand that because so many years I lived my life in fear, and I did not understand how to, you know, how to activate the faith that I had. And a lot of times we don't even understand what faith is. Hebrews 11:1 does, you know, it tells us that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things unseen. But it was not until I began to receive from God. And what I'm telling you today is simple. It's just like this. You have to trust even when you don't see your way through it. You're going to have to trust that the Creator who created you, who knew you better than you know yourself, is going to never leave you nor forsake you. And nothing that He has promised to you shall come back void. So, you know, you're going to have to trust God this year. You're going to have to trust Him. And you're going to have to position your faith in the area of trust. You're going to have to understand that just like you sit down in that chair and you trust that that chair is going to hold your weight up, you're going to have to understand that no matter what you're going through, no matter how dark your day, your hour, your journey may seem, you're going to have to trust that better days are coming. Better days are coming, and you're going to have to understand where it's going to come from. When you do what Psalms 121 says, look to the hills from whence cometh your help, all of your help comes from God. So I encourage you today to keep on dreaming. Do not quit on your dream. Do not quit on your dream. It took years of procrastination for me to get to the point to be able to really let go and share my darkest hour, my darkest time in my life with you, and for me to understand really what led me to my prison experience. See, the prison experience in my life was long before the arrest. It was long before the arrest. It was long before the shackles and the chains that, you know, the system thought held me down. I was already in bondage before prison. You know, so I'm telling you this because I had to understand what led me to the dark places in my life and led me to make the decisions and the choices that I made that led me into behind prison walls. But what happened behind those walls was just like Paul and Silas. When the chains that were holding me down became broken and, you know, the access code to freedom was open to my life, my life has never been the same. So my goal this year is that I don't want to see you go through another prison experience. I want you to understand who you are. I want you to understand really who you are through the eyes of God. And when you begin to do that, nobody will be able to come along and sell you pipe dreams. Nobody will be able to come along and you buy the lies and become, you know, just someone who bought deception all of their life. You will then not become a consumer of sin, but you will become a consumer of truth. You'll begin to understand who you are, and there's nothing that anyone can say to you that is not lining up with what you read as to who you are that you would be able to fall for or buy again in your life. I tell you today to keep dreaming. Keep dreaming about that, about where you want to be. Keep dreaming. Keep dreaming so that your success is going to come to pass. You just got to understand that when you know better, you do better. The next thing I want to share with you today is that you've got to remember about the three C's. First of all, it takes confidence, knowing who you are in Christ, knowing who you are in Christ, so that you will be able to walk in total freedom, confidence in knowing. Philippians 1:6 says, be confident in this one very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you shall complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. Number two, it is going to take not only confidence for you, but it's going to take for you to cooperate with God. The only way that what God has for you is going to come to pass in your life is that you're going to have to cooperate with God. God has a specific plan and purpose for your life. And in order for you to understand what his plan and purpose is, you're going to have to build a relationship with him. You're going to have to allow him to speak to you, and you're going to have to listen. Never let someone lock you in behind a small little 2x4 and throw away the key for you to begin to listen. See, we have a lot of things that we're disobedient to, and it took me to be behind prison walls to be able to listen to God, for God to get my attention. God did not, my choices led me there, but I was also saved before I went there. I had already accepted Jesus Christ, but we have to understand, in order to transform into that fullness of that new creature in Christ, who you are, you have to spend time with God. You're going to have to open up your Bible. You know, my husband, Pastor Wayne, tells me all the time, baby, it's good to have it on your phone. It's good to be able to go to the internet, but there's nothing like taking that book and opening it up and letting those words that are laying on that page come off of that page and really get into your heart. And I'm inviting you guys to do the same thing today. So I am really, really excited about that, for you to cooperate with God. And then the third thing is completion. You have to complete. You have to complete it. If God gives you that vision and you know that God is giving you the vision to do something, you can't walk around if you don't complete it. Completing it means you're going to have to water it every day. You're going to get tired sometimes. When I was writing this book, I got tired sometimes. I thought I was done with it a year ago, and I would tell people, the book is on the way, the book is on the way. The book, until it got to the point where people said, the book is coming, the book is coming. You've been saying it for a year. But here's the thing. When you complete what God has put on the inside of you, you're going to be confident in knowing that this right here, this is God. What you see is a reflection of who God is. I am walking in the fullness of freedom. I am being confident in who I am. I've accepted who I am in Christ. I am cooperating with God so that his plan and his purpose will come to pass, and I am going to complete my part of it. I am going to do what I need to do. I'm going to stay up that extra hour. I'm going to get up that extra hour every day so that I can write a little bit and write a little bit more, think a little bit more, spend a little bit more time with God. I'm going to do that so that I can see God operate in my life. You have to cooperate with him. So those are three C's I want you to know of, and that is what? Confidence, cooperate, and completion. And this is why I want to tell you today, keep dreaming. Don't you dare stop dreaming. Don't you dare stop dreaming. The next thing that I want to encourage you for 2016 is it's okay to disconnect and reconnect. As you begin to grow and you know who you are, there are going to be some people, some places, and some things that are not going to interest you anymore. And it's okay. It is okay. God is not mad at you. It's okay to disconnect yourself and reconnect yourself only with connections that are going to be in line with his plan and his purpose for your life. The next thing I want to encourage you on in 2016 is to understand the silent killers. Silent killer is something you can't see, but it will harm you. Like they say in the health, blood pressure is a silent killer. Well, I've come to tell you that procrastination is a silent killer. Procrastination will kill, is a dream killer. It will kill your dreams. So when you have a vision and you begin to see it, you have to go after it. You have to go after it. Do not sit on your dreams. You keep dreaming, you keep moving, and you do not procrastinate. Do not procrastinate. I'm really excited for you because I see greatness for you this upcoming year. And it took me some time to get here, to be able to come out here, talk with you guys. I am sharing so much in this book. I am talking about some things that happened to me over my life that no one even knew. I'm talking about some things in this book that as I kept dreaming, I started to see how God was, how God had created me. I started to see that why some of the choices I made in life led me to the consequences that I experienced. And, you know, I learned this is when you get tired of being tired, when you get tired of yourself and you get tired, that is a wonderful place to be because it allows God to step in and to lead you. When you're fatigued and you're tired, you can't do what you say that you're going to do. Your body needs rest, spiritual rest, your physical rest, mental rest. And when you honestly get tired, it's time for you to surrender and say, God, I can't do this anymore. I've been running from this assignment that you have called me to do. I've been running from the right connections because I enjoyed so much of the world and sin, and I enjoyed doing what I wanted to do. And it comes a time for you, you know, hey, you've got to cooperate with God. I wanted to encourage you guys today. I wanted to just come here, talk to you, encourage you, and let you know that don't stop dreaming. Don't stop dreaming. Do not stop dreaming. Understand first who you really are. Embrace God's love. You are no good to anyone else until you begin to embrace God's love and love yourself through the eyes of God. Allow him to speak to you. Allow him to wrap his arms around you just so that you don't have to wait for that man or that woman to show you love. Ladies out there, I'm talking to you. You can't love a man until you love the first man who really loved you. And I'm talking before daddy. I'm talking about the father that was on your birth certificate before your real father, before your earthly father was ever on there. I'm talking about God, your father. Men, you can't make a family until you've accepted God's family. That's him, Jesus Christ, what he's done for you. These are some important things that I want you to understand this year so that you don't keep going out being unsuccessful, that you don't keep getting back, you know, zero return. Invest in yourself this year. Invest in yourself. It's time. You owe you the best life yet. You owe it to yourself. If you've been anything like things that I've experienced in my life, is going through one unsuccessful situation after the other, through college, going from one college to the other, you know, one relationship to the other, one friendship to the other, you owe it to yourself to give yourself the best quality of life, and that is knowing who you are through the eyes of God. Listen, go get my second wind. I am sharing so much with you, and I want to see you live your best life yet. I want to see you live your best life yet. At the end of grad school, I asked God this question, God, now, what do I do? And he told me this. He said, you take care of my people, and I'll take care of you. I wrestled with that over and over. I ran from ministry day in, day out, every single day until I had to make a decision to cooperate with God. Had to cooperate with God. And when I did, that is when I was able to birth out my second wind in paper form, in book, so that you can read it. And that's exactly what I've done this year. Go to YvetteWJones.com and get your copy of the book. Buy a copy for someone else. Let me tell you where all your proceeds are going. Your proceeds for this book are going to go back into the lives of people who are waiting to get their second wind, too. This book, I want it to be in everybody's hand. Every ex-offender when they come home, every reentry program, because I want to show somebody that even in imperfection, through Jesus Christ and through hard work and your faith, through resilience, through your praise, through prayer, through all of those things, everything, forgiveness, these are some of the things that I speak on in this book here. I want you guys to understand that when you began to tap into those, to the access code to freedom, and you began to turn the key to each one of those, you will begin to live again. So this is what this book is going to be going directly to Freedom Chain Ministries. You can visit the website, freedomchainministries.org. There are a lot of people who come. They need counseling, support groups, materials that we would be able to work with ex-offenders when they come home. And here's my thing. I've got to get to youth. I've got to get to the youth. I've got to get parents to understand the warning signs that my mother missed, that my mother tried to put the, just, you know, tug underneath the rug, and she didn't want to accept it. There are warning signs that children will show you that you don't want to see. And I want to help them because I want no one to go down that road to prison. So reach out to me. At Yvette W. Jones on Twitter, Yvette W. Jones fan page on Facebook. Reach out on freedomchainministries.org. Also go to the website, Yvette W. Jones, and get your copy today. Listen, it's not how you start, it's how you finish. And I want you to finish strong. Invest in yourself today. Make yourself top priority today and get to know exactly who you are. And I guarantee you, when you make that decision today, trusting God, receiving from God who you are, and believing that he who has done a good work in you shall complete it until the day of Jesus Christ, you will live a life that will be so full of greatness, so full of health, so full of prosperity, so full of all that God has designed and created for you. It's not about you. It's not about you. It's not about your plan for your life. You tried it. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. If it did, you wouldn't still be listening to me talk to you. So keep dreaming. Don't stop dreaming. When you know better, you do better. It's okay to disconnect and reconnect. And procrastination and disobedience are two of the greatest silent killers that will kill your dream and will interrupt your spiritual growth and will cause you to delay seeing and understanding and being what God has already designed for you to be. Here's my prayer for you today, that you will begin to live your life with purpose and not on purpose. I love each and every one of you guys. Once again, this is Yvette W. Jones. Thank you for tuning in today to the Yvette W. Jones Show. You have a wonderful day. God loves you. And it's time for you, too, to get your second win. Bye-bye.